Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Well, it's the Friend Zone with Tim and Guy. It's the Friend Zone. We're gonna have a good time. It's the Friend Zone with Tim and Guy, because making friends is the best idea of all time. Friend Zone.
Hi, and welcome to the Friend Zone, featuring Tim Batt, who is in Auckland, New Zealand.
And Guy Montgomery, who is in Arrowtown, also in New Zealand.
Status
12:03.
Status report.
AM.
It is.
Status report.
3 minutes after midnight, your boys have watched an entire pornography and recorded an episode, and we're coming hot off the heels of that record to bring you this Friends Own Zone.
That's right, for the friends alone. I'd just like to tell you, I'm down here to do a show, but I'm staying with my parents.
And I didn't actually know that. Are you doing a show?
I'm doing a show tomorrow night, yeah.
Oh, fucking awesome. Where? In Christchurch or in Queenstown?
In Queenstown, and at the Sky City.
That is fun. Is it, who's on the show?
Paul Douglas.
Shout out.
Is putting it on. He's hosting it. It's Paul, Mel, and Rado, and me.
Fuck, that's a good lineup, man. That'll be a real fun show.
Oh, man, yeah, I'm super excited.
By the time this comes out, it will have been at least a week ago, by the way.
Mad respect to the vibe this evening. I just want to tell you that before I came down here, because Tim and I have been working together this evening for 3 hours now, and it's just me and Dad here. And Dad was like, oh, I've got to go do some work with Tim. And it's like, oh, yeah, what are you guys doing now? And I was like, oh, well, we're still doing the podcast. He's like, still doing West Side, Dear? I said, yeah. What are you watching? I said, well, we kind of stopped doing the bit where we do the same movie over and over. We're actually watching this this sort of quite far-ranging softcore pornography franchise. Emmanuel.
What did Steven say to that? Them.
He said, Emmanuel. Those were around when I were a young fella.
We got to get Stephen on the pod. He would be a phenomenal guest for this series, dude. He'd be a great get.
I'm sorry, but that is a line for me. I'm just finding out now. I'm not sitting down knee to knee with my old man to watch some softcore pornography.
I don't know.
That's where my head's at.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
What's up with you?
Mate, I'm just here in the studio. We've got a new puppy in the flat. So in addition to Rufus, Rufus is a friend.
I just swallowed into the microphone. I apologize for that. I'm really happy for you guys and Rufus, actually. It'll be nice for Rufus to have some canine company.
Absolutely.
I think it's probably something he's been longing for.
I'd say so. I think it'll be beneficial for him. We've also got a baby in the house at the moment. Our friend Sarah and Kahu staying for a couple of days, which is fucking lovely. What else is happening? That's about it.
That's a bit. That's enough to keep a man busy.
That's where I'm at.
I tell you got to squeeze in a bloody, you know, you got to squeeze in a softcore amongst all that. That's a fucking big night out. A
lot of kerfuffle. I had to really plan tonight. What did I do? I looked at the day ahead and I said, Tim, this isn't going to quite work. So I cooked dinner at 2 p.m., made some pizzas. And in addition, actually, because the pizzas took so long to cook in the oven, I was like, I can make pasta while this is in the oven. Because it's like, I've got to keep watching the pizzas or else if I leave, they'll burn. So in the time it took to cook the pizzas, I also made some spag bol. So now I'm up to my asshole in meals, which is good. Because
what's the time now?
What do you mean? Oh, it took longer than I had anticipated.
Yeah,
so
that's
now,
what I want to know about.
Now it's like 3. That whole episode took about, once you include cleanup, I'm very big on making sure that the kitchen is spick and span after I've completed a meal. So once everything's done, about 60 minutes. Because my thought was, Sarah and Kahu have got a baby. They've driven a long time to get here. We've already got 2-3 additional flatmates that aren't myself and my wife. That's a big house. There's one kitchen. It's dinner time. It's going to get chaotic. Can I extricate myself out of that? Yes, I can, for I am home at 1 p.m.
Hey, what a guy.
That's the
assuming that you were preparing this food for everyone and you didn't just have a huge lunch that you called dinner at 2 p.m.
I cook for me and I cook for Zoe and that's it. Everyone else can go and get dinner.
Yeah, my man. I fucking simply love to hear it. I actually, Dad cooked some dinner tonight. He's not traditionally a chef, mm-hmm. but he's... Well, like, you know, he can cook for himself, but as soon as there's anyone else in the equation, he is sort of like in panic mode. And I was sort of just sitting at my computer doing some work and listening to him, and he called up mum and he was listing all of the, 'cause I'm a vegetarian and he just eats meat. He was listing all the vegetables in the fridge.
To try and like create a meal.
To try and create a vegetable stir.
It's fucking, do you know what, man? It's fucking hard going from, like, if you're a meat eater to cook for a vegetarian, because meat is good and it just makes cooking so much easier.
Yeah.
It's a tricky old business.
And to be fair, I was not being useful. Like, I was not helping. I was just enjoying listening to the phone call. I was not of any assistance. I was not, like, you know, volunteering help.
God which bless was, you guys, Dad.
Which was cruel, but also thoroughly enjoyable. Anyway, should we get into some correspondence?
Jeremy has penned the following communique, which I possibly have read before, but I don't think I have. Dear Timbot and Guybatron. Familiar so far? 2020 has taught me many lessons, but my favourite is knowing the people of Aotearoa are a wonderful bunch. Your healthcare, affordable. Your politics, effective. Your islands, beautiful. Your comedians, best in the biz. The Home Alone series was a perfect pick-me-up during the height of quarantine, so I kept listening. Over the past 4.5 months, I've listened to your entire catalogue. Every time you reached the end of a series, I, like Guy, hoped that you'd changed. Maybe you'd grown, and next time I listened, you wouldn't really be trying something so dumb as the same fucking format again. I worry about you guys. Maybe, quote, learning from past mistakes is the one thing New Zealand isn't so good at. Love the pod. Love the new world of culture you've opened me up to. Say my name. The man's name is Jeremy Wong.
That is all news to me, Tim. And I might be wrong, but I don't think we've heard that before. And if we have, why not hear it again? Because it's a well-written letter and it's nice for us.
Absolutely.
So... thank you, Jeremy. Happy to be here or there, you know. I got a little bit into the Facebook, and I'd just like to give it another pump because the Facebook Messenger is now up to speed. I'm having a great time.
I should give you the login for Patreon. Yeah, sorry, you go.
Yeah, I'll do that because I've only got two.
Cool.
But keep sending us anything you want to say. We're Sir Evil Tim on Facebook, and this... I received on Saturday, September 19th. It says, filling the fucking box. Sounds kind of gross.
Yeah.
The other night, my wife and I smoked a joint. Ever heard of it? And watched Guy Guys, that's me, set from the Gap in Lockdowns. Oh, nice. Wearing the red toque. So it's a set of stand-up comedy that you filmed at the Dogs Bollocks that I think they're referring to. And the fact they've used toque and not beanie suggests to me they might be in Canada. I think toque is Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
And we howled. I was a little concerned the missus might not get down, but she loved it. We ended up letting YouTube just feed us more Montgomery morsels until it tried to slip in some Reese Darby, and I was like, oh, fuck no. Just kidding, Reese. Oh, just kidding. Reese's sound too. Big, wet, possibly COVID-drenched kisses from Toronto, Chris. Thank you, Chris.
That's so sweet.
Very nice. Glad you enjoyed it, and thankfully, I don't think you can catch COVID from a digital kiss. A disease which I've been on the record as saying is a real menace.
Not what people are saying.
That's what I'm saying, though. I'm saying it's a menace, and other people, you know, can't control what they say.
I'll tell you what I'm doing right now. I'm replying to someone on Patreon because they've said that I've reposted a Killionaire, which is bad.
Ah, they're saying that right now.
Yeah, but I guess that's a later problem, not a while I'm recording the Friend Zone.
What's nice to have a glimpse behind the curtain, you know? This is like a role play.
Fuck, I hate it. All right. Padgett? Yeah, P-A-R-G-A-T. Padgett?
Padgett? I don't know.
Padgett? Sing.
We would both like to apologize.
100%. Padgett Singh has sent us 60, check this out, New Zealand dollars. Yes. Thanks for a hilarious show. I also liked your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles pilot episode. Please send half to Guy unless he's secretly terrible. Good luck for your future projects. Don't worry, guys. I don't hide. Oh fuck! I haven't paid you actually. true. I don't embezzle. Oh yeah, I did actually. That's right. I did last night. Eh?
Yeah. I was stoked.
Sweet as. Valerie Rogers.
I got a big one here.
I shouldn't go again. You should go.
From Wednesday, September 23. Dear sweet frosty fellas, I'm writing this none too brief message to you from my office in Bangkok, where the inside temp is a brisk 20 degrees and my colleagues are all wearing lab blankets. I have one of your earlier Friend Zones in my ears, and I thought to myself, why shouldn't I also get Friend Zoned by the boys? Let me start by confessing that I came to your podcast via the male gaze, which I continue to recommend to everyone because those boys are, like you, also very good. Maybe even, in some ways, better.
Aww.
I love this. I feel like I'm discovering how to read as I stumble my way through every sentence. But from the male gaze, it was your turn. I first listened to during my hour-long motorcycle commutes a couple of years ago and discovered that motorcycle helmets fit real tight on the face and don't allow for a whole lot of noisy, wide-mouth laughter. I would end up looking as if a grandmother had squeezed my cheeks while trying to chuckle at some quip from Tim and Guy. And this would make the whole situation worse until I had to slow down and pull over to collect myself. Accident-inducing fun, you are. I've known about you total GCs for a long time because I was partly responsible for the broadcast on 95 BFM Breakfast of the nascent era of fan fiction comedies starring pretty much all of your friends. Yes, I'm a reformed Aucklander. I also think that, given the success of Little Empire podcasts and all those involved in it following that brief era on independent radio, the hashtag boys might need to consider paying the hashtag B, as in hashtag BFM, if that wasn't already clear. Are you going to say something?
I'll save it to the end.
I respect that. Your podcast continues to tickle and inspire me through my commutes, which have now shortened to a far more manageable 25 minutes atop a bicycle, rather than straddling a motorized death trap. With your dulcet tones in my ears, I can survive the calamity of this paved paradise we call Bangkok. so my whole entire fucking name listed be all for nothing. Ethan McCauley. P.S. The fact that T-W-I-O-A-T, Twioit, contains one more syllable than the worst idea of all time means that Guy's infrequent but grating insistence on using it as shorthand infuriates the ever-loving Christ out of me.
I've never done the math on that. That's so good.
Use it in your URLs and handles all you please, but please, for the love of all decency on earth, stop referring to your show this way. You utter piece of shit.
Fuck yeah, dudes. That's the tone. That is the bar. This is the kind of correspondence that we need to be receiving at all times from you. And I would expect nothing less from a assumedly former, though possibly present, BFM staffer. In terms of returning the payment, I sort of appreciate where you're coming from. I actually volunteer on BFM. Every Wednesday, I jump in the morning and join... Join Rachel and Tess for Media Bat, which is my media commentary segment. BFM's awesome. Love it to bits. I'm pretty sure I've got a B card. I think I'm paying for that. Everyone, wherever you are on earth, you should support student radio because... Was it Ethan? What was that?
Yeah.
Yeah, as Ethan mentioned, like... They take punts on crazy shit that otherwise wouldn't start anywhere. And fan fiction was like the original of our generation, New Zealand comedy enterprises, wasn't it? Like that. Were you in it?
No, not. I mean, I did some of the shows in Edinburgh down the line, but I was never part of it.
This is like the sort of beginnings of Rose Mutafeo, Joseph Moore, Eli Mathewson, some others. It was fucking wonderful. It was such a great collective. And shout out to Heidi, who is now in London, I think, making awesome stuff for film and TV.
She did I think she studied filmmaking somewhere.
Yeah, in London. Heidi O'Loughlin, right?
Aye.
Yeah, yeah, cool, cool, cool. It's been a hot minute since I've seen her, so...
Shout out to everyone who's ever had the bravery to pick up a microphone. And a huge shout out to Ethan for that admittedly very funny message to the lads here at Twioit.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Valerie Rogers, penner of such classics as Mr. Big's Big Book of Ideas, has sent a PDF and said, hey boys, here's the PDF for Mr. Big's Big Book of Ideas. Here's the descriptions from the podcast organized by episode, not by placement in the book. although I think they will be pretty clear which drawing they go with. This was the document I used to make the book. You were very sweet about the book. It is the only arty slash drawing project I've ever done, so hearing such nice things is lovely. I'm particularly proud of the David Bowie page. That was hot shit. Have a great day, Valerie. P.S. I am sure you will read it, but according to Big, Mark Ruffalo is the Zodiac Killer. That's in the book. P.P.S. The page with a line of a mix of webdings and wingdings does say something. Oh, man. It's a fucking treasure trove. It's a fucking treasure trove. Wow, this PDF has some good bullet-pointed details.
I've also got the PDF up in front of me.
How have you got that? Did Valerie send it through? Guy, get your email open. I'm firing you over some emails.
Fantastic.
The first one is from Jack.
I'll just do a tease of the big book of ideas. We should really read this. We should do a...
I've got to scan it. I've got to do the scan.
Yeah, but just for as an event on, you know.
Yeah.
At some point we should read out the whole book. It'd be nice to read in memory lane.
Absolutely.
But this is a tease. It says Mr. Big's Big Book of Ideas, 49 plus pages, total listening time, 39 hours, 21 minutes. Pastries made 2,756 days, lesson 4. And then it begins episodes 1 to 24, 0 pages. Episode 25, 4 pages. And I'll pause it there. I'll check my emails. I am Guy Montgomery.
Is that what's going on in your head in downtime?
Yeah, constantly. And man. I'm not joking. Literally, I walk around the house going, I'm Guy Montgomery. I'm Guy Montgomery.
What does that mean to you?
It's just who I am. It's my name.
Yeah, that's cool. It's a good simple. Mantra. It's a good mantra.
Close to the simplest a person can be.
I think it's very affirming.
I hadn't even thought about it from any sort of outsider's perspective. But
I do not mean to poke at the edges of your brain at 20 past 12 a.m. after what I assume was a pretty healthy whack of the illegal drug marijuana.
Oh, man. This one was written on August 18th. Greetings, Timbly Wimbly and Guy Guy.
Good day.
I do not know if those are still your nicknames. If not, I hope this was a nice blast from the past.
In your ass.
Yeah, nice. Today is the 18th of August, 2020. And over the past 6 weeks or so, I've listened to around 4 hours per week, day, of your descent.
Fuck day, that.
of your descent into the pits of insanity, starting from season 2. That's where it starts on Podbean. And I'm currently on episode 30 of season 3. I do not know what direction your podcast has gone. I do not even know if Tim and Guy are still hosts. If not, whoever is reading this, stop here. These words are not for you. All I know is you need to have, this is crazy, Guy's father as a guest on the podcast because he made me chuckle.
Wow.
Again, as I'm 3 years worth of podcast behind, maybe you already have had Monty Senior on. And if you have, excellent. I look forward to hearing that episode. I'm happy to see that the war between Brady and Dickbot hasn't concluded with the end of the world yet, but I'm not happy that Pandora's box, or as I like to call it, James Reed's box, has been opened and unleashed a global pandemic on us. But I believe in the spirit of Squirrel to aid us as a planet through these hard times. I hope you get to read this, and I hope I get to hear it before Brady's ultimate victory, and when I do, I will report back to you. Thanks, Jack Hall. P.S. Timbley, if you read this, feel free to use my name. If Guy is reading this, I know you already have.
Wow. Such prescient messaging in that email. That's crazy. Yeah. I think this is the universe insisting upon Stephen Montgomery joining us on an episode, but I do respect that this is your and your alone decision to make.
It was a lovely message to receive, and an incredible. He called something out that had happened twice, you know. Or he got the Monty Senior, and he also got me reading out the name. Guy, literally got me as good as I can be got.
I'm forwarding you an email just so you can see a photo, but I'm going to read the email. Dear Tim, sending you big birthday vibes from the big east, the big easy city of New Orleans, Louisiana. I was, as they say, swiping on Tinder the other day and rapidly losing steam when I stopped dead in my tracks. This guy looks like you. Take a look at Louisiana Tim, aka Brandon, and let me know what you think. I would have swiped right just to know the guy to see if he's a comedian too, but I got panicked, took a screenshot, and screamed no as I swiped left. I hope you get the same satisfaction as I did when checking out Brandon, but today serves as a reminder. There's only one Tim Batt. Happy birthday. Et laissez le bon temps rouler. You can say my name? Brandon. Just kidding. It's Nicola. Louisiana Timbo, what do you make of him?
I don't know about this guy.
Yeah, me neither, dude.
I think Nicola's served you up a steaming hot pile of...
I get where the similarities are and I understand it, but that doesn't change the fact that this is very confronting.
he's got a fucking... menacing energy.
Yeah, he's he doesn't look like a friendly man to me in this photo. It's just one photo, but Louisiana Timbo is a very different person from Kiwi Timbo.
100%.
But that's cool.
I got one here.
Yeah, and then I gotta go to bed. I'm tired.
Oh, I'm with you, dude. It's a real quick one too. It's from Brad. It says, "Howdy, I enjoyed your its subject is Velocipasta." Howdy, I enjoyed your review of this weird movie, but I never saw any scene with pasta in it, as you described. Just a strange man of the cloth. Love the show. Keep up the good work. Beer server. Well, not only do you not remember any scene with pasta in it, but I fucking sure as hell don't. I was actually, when I downloaded an Emmanuel film through legal means, I opened up a folder that you see, a Dropbox folder called Four Guy, and in it is just a boulevard of the disaster that our media consumption viewing habits have become since.
Yeah, they're just movies that guys had to be sent because our Patreon subscribers chose for us to watch and review them. And it is a dire folder. It is a if there is a cursed folder on the internet, it's that one, man.
I'm just scrolling back to find it so I can... here it is. Read out some of the titles before we go. Because I don't remember watching so many of these movies. Christmas with the Cranks, DC Cab, Deck the Halls, Ernest Saves Christmas, Food Fight... That is one of the weirdest movies to this day I have ever seen.
Yeah.
Food Fight is crazy. Hard Ticket to Hawaii, Kung Fu Yoga, Saving Christmas, The Book of Henry, The Watch, and Tiptoes, which I have kind of fond memories of.
Tiptoes is wild.
I think of the trailer and it's just so sort of a parody of a Hollywood movie trailer. It's literally unbelievable. Anyway, Brad, I can't remember. Is that the name of the person you just wrote?
Yeah, man, you got it. You've got it. Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks to everyone for listening. I'm absolutely fucking rinsed.
Take care, everyone. Nothing to report. Just want to say bye and that we love you all. We really do. So... in your darkest moments, in your most perilous depths of anxiety and sadness, just remember that Timbo and Guy love you. We are by your side. Not physically. That would be impossible and possibly confronting. But very much in energy and spirit, we are right there with you. And we're there for you.
Yeah. And to take it out today, I'm going to read out, Tim, you can see this in the camera here, the list of vegetables that Dad had written down.
Perfect.
Baby spinach, broccoli, bean sprouts, which has a tick next to it, peppers, which also has a tick next to it.
What did you eat for dinner tonight?
Tomato, onion, courgette, red peppers, leeks, garlic. And then he's got, in a different list, garlic, leeks, and grated ginger, all with ticks next to it. And add rice.
Add rice. Good night, everybody.
Well, it's the friend zone with Tim and Guy. It's the friend zone. We're going to have a good time. It's the friend zone with Tim and Guy. Because making friends is the best idea of all time. Friend zone.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.